What up, world? And Diggity Road to Victory podcast. This is a special edition. We out here in South Carolina. Just finished watching the Super Bowl. Incredible game. You know, last day out here. I'm with my brother, with my father. You know what I'm saying? Special guests in the building. What up? What up, man? Show some life. They all sleepy and stuff.
Nah, we ain't sleepy.
Ain't sleepy at all. Fuck that.
What's going on, world? And Diggity's father.
And this is Blind Boss. I lost $20 for that bullshit game. It's all good, though. It's all good.
I lost five.
Yeah. Chose the Eagles. Yeah, in here with a bunch of sore losers.
Sore losers. It's just that we broke. How would you feel?
Yo, I bet my pops on the Super Bowl game. He got mad, so I had to pay him his money back to get on the podcast.
I'm the first paid guest on the damn podcast.
$5.
I'm going to be rich tomorrow.
Yo, what's the most you ever took? You never took no money before the podcast, right?
Nah.
And it took your father. They charge you $5.
Shit, should be more for these words I'm about to put down.
Words of wisdom.
But how we feeling, y'all? How we feeling?
Fantastic and only improving.
Fantastic and only improving.
I'm gonna move over to you. Well, I'm not loud enough.
No, because the mic is going
on. The mic. Yeah, pops. What's the word, pops?
You know what it is. Just maintaining, man. Trying to live a life of a positive life.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's crazy you say that. Cause while we was watching the game, I was like, damn. I look around, pops in a nice neighborhood. Nice car, you know what I'm saying? A beautiful wife, you know what I'm saying? I guess the quote-unquote American dream, he living it. But there was a time when you wasn't, man.
Oh, we going there?
Yeah, there was a time when you wasn't.
I don't even remember them days, man.
let's just put it this way. You went from Durex to lifestyle.
Yeah, let's just say I woke up.
What was that like, and what was the sacrifices you had to make
to wake up?
Yeah,
stop being stupid and stop being a man.
Stop being stupid and start being a man.
Basically, yeah. Stop being a man and everything that entails with becoming a man, taking care of your responsibilities, taking care of you. Mm. Taking care of, you know, the things to lead, blessing yourself, you know.
Right. So there's not anything that you miss or
from back then?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good question.
Man, I could say all the dirty pussy I was getting, but other than that, you know.
So, ain't no pussy like dirty pussy.
Ain't though. No pussy like dirty pussy. Pussy hey. Do anything you want. You know what I mean?
Pops, this is a Christian podcast, Pops.
Oh, my bad. But that's the only thing you miss about the whole shit. And what? You miss how you finagle people out of their shit?
I remember that, Pops. Pops used to go outside and say and come up with a genius plan on how to get $10 out somebody. And I've been a victim of that too. You walk up to somebody, you're like, oh my God, you killing it, bro. You got the fresh cut. You know what I'm saying? Nice sneakers. You know, all the girls want you, bro. You good.
Let me hold it down.
Let me get $10 real quick. You know what I'm saying?
No, you can afford it. You got money.
So, but you said you kind of miss that?
Nah, I don't miss none of that, man. I miss the years I could have been better. That's all.
Ooh, that's deep, Pops. I knew I give you the game. I done gave you the game.
Miss them years. Those are like wasted years, yo. Could have been doing so much other things with them years. Other than running around trying to manipulate the system. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've been, Blind Boss about to be mad at me because I've been saying this all day. And it was what Pedro said. Pedro, when he was drunk, he was saying that he was alluding to that they not going to mess with me because they think I'm a white man in my car.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that got me kind of thinking. He basically was saying that when you're in a nice neighborhood with a nice car, police don't mess with you. You know, only if you're in a nice neighborhood with a beat down car or like a hoopty, that's when they mess with you. Do you think that's like a metaphor for America?
A lot of places in America, yeah. But come on, you see movies about that all the time. How a guy with a bad car is going through a good neighborhood, he gets stopped. It's called profiling, and you know, you get arrested and sometimes get killed, you know? So, but what he was trying to tell you, that he be drunk and he be driving home and they don't pay him no attention because he has a nice vehicle with tinted windows on it and they don't see black. They just see a nice vehicle. So about time he makes it home, he's fine. You know, they don't ever pull him over because they don't see who's inside the car. So that's what he was trying to tell you. The windows are tinted. The car is nice. So they don't pay no attention to him. If he was driving in a 1986 Honda Accord.
Right.
You know. And
shout out Keeley.
Like coming around the corner in that joint. And coming out of a nice... what you call a gated area, you know, of course you're going to throw suspicion to yourself and possibly get pulled over. And if you ain't right, you going to jail or even worse, get killed. Because that's what the cops is doing these days, killing people.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, not these days. We sitting here watching The Godfather of Harlem. So and that was supposed to like portray like the 60s. And
right.
And it's still prevalent to what's going on today.
Right.
Yeah.
So we've been fighting for civil rights, but I still think the black community ain't come together the way they should. We would have a lot more, you know, we'll have black stores in our neighborhoods and have just own where we live at, basically. If we own Eden War Projects, come on, man, maybe we show some more pride in keeping it clean and not having so much crime go on in there. If it was ours, you know what I mean?
Right.
Being that it's somebody else's and you just paying rent for it, you don't care what goes on in there. So you're hustling the hallways. You'll do whatever you got to do. But imagine if it was yours, if it was your projects, and y'all all came together and somebody's paying y'all the rent.
In the 35 years I've been living, I never heard nothing so wise.
But I'm just saying, you gotta come together. I mean, from the 60s to when everybody fought for people to just be able to vote and all of that, yo. People don't even take advantage of voting right now. You know, we bust the doors down. I mean, our ancestors bust the doors down for us to go ahead and vote. And we don't even vote half the time.
I say we vote, but voting is like voting for the lesser of two evils, you know.
Okay,
what I mean?
The lesser of two evils.
I mean, if we vote, we got to vote. That's, you know what I'm saying, somebody that is really gonna be in the trenches with us.
Well, you know that's what I mean? That's what you're supposed to have. See, there's no more Martin Luther Kings these days. There's no more Malcolm X's these days. There's only us. It's Brown, only going out. It's like no this more. Is our family over here. We gonna stay in this corner. This is their family over there. They're going to stay in this corner. Instead of families coming together and let's build up together. You know, there was a time.
But you said, not to cut you off, you said there's no more Martin Luther Kings and Malcolm X. Those type of guys, I guess they were a different breed. They was ready to die for what they believe in.
Well, we don't have that anymore.
Yeah.
We got people that's ready to kill for a pair of sneakers. And kill their own people just for $20 and stuff like that. There's no, like, There's no method to the people's madness no more. Mm-hmm. It's just, I wake up in the morning, I'm going to do this. Or this might happen, that might happen. I don't care what happened. You don't come out there with a definite plan of how I'm going to make this world a better place. Nobody thinks like that no more.
For the future.
Yeah, for the future. Mm, you know who, and the people that do, and the people that do do that, they done moved up out the community. You ain't notice how these uppity, uppity black people, they get the fuck on. They don't even stay in the hood no more. They think that, you know, and then that's not, they don't even look back no more. They go. And they don't even look back to the hood no more. And they was born, raised in the hood, and they figured they scraped their way out. They don't even come back to the hood. And they don't even think about putting a store in the hood, a boutique, a laundromat. They don't even think about doing none of that because they know what the outcome might be for putting in. First of all, blacks don't support because blacks.
We don't support
blacks.
Yeah.
And you want blacks always want some kind of credit on black people's shit, but they go to white people's shit. They go to white people's shit in a white people liquor store. They pay full price. So the black nigga liquor store, you go in there with pennies, chains, quarters. You know, you just trying to. It's just you belittling. You're belittling your own culture. You know,
right?
And that's not what. That's not gonna get anybody nowhere. I ain't saying I got the answer to everything, but. Yeah. I just say a little bit of unity goes far.
Not to mention, you can only speak from what you see.
Yeah, I can only speak from what I see.
And I feel like everybody's trying to be blessed, you know what I'm saying, instead of being a blessing to somebody else. You know, I got to work on that as a human as well. You know what I mean? Because we all want to be blessed, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
We all want to be blessed, but... to be a blessing for somebody else, you know, that's key. Right. And I was mad at you for that reason for a long time. Mm. And you know what I mean? I was jealous because everything around me, I used to work with this guy, Indian guy from Bangladesh. His name was B-Roy. He said, just like that, B-Roy. You know, my man, and he used to see me. He used to look me dead in my eyes and be like, you bum.
Yeah.
You bum. Where the money go? Where the money go? You bum.
Talking about you used to get paid and come back broke?
Yeah. He used to be like, but he used to tell me how he paid for his son. He bought his son a car, paid for his son college, bought him a house. And stuff like that, because in their religion, that's what they do. They're supposed to basically dedicate their lives to their children. And it took me a long time to realize, like, yo, aunt, I really had to look in the mirror, like, yo, aunt, you know what I'm saying? You're responsible for your own life, so no matter what happened to you, no matter where you've been through, what you've been through, where you're going, you're still responsible
for the choices you make in your life.
For your own happiness and, more importantly, to live a good life. You know what I'm saying? So I had to realize that. And, you know, one of the things that helped me is, like, stop looking around and stuff like that, because comparison is the thief of joy. When you compare your life to other people's life and stuff like that.
It goes both ways, comparing.
Yeah, but you start to really, really lose sight of what you do have. You know what I'm saying? I got a father. You know what I mean? Right. I got a father. I could call, text, randomly, spontaneously, come to South Carolina, come see, hang out. At the last minute, you know what I'm saying? Call him 24/7, text him. You know what I'm saying? And that's all I can ask for.
That's a blessing.
Yeah.
But then that don't pay your rent. That don't pay your, you know, that don't put food on your tables. Just having, okay, it's a blessing to have your family in your life now.
Right.
I'm saying that's cool and everything. But still, you work every day, and you're supposed to be able to save your money and become a productive member of society. Right. You know what I mean? I think I mentioned this story while we was riding down here. Like, I saw this Facebook quote or Facebook story where this Mexican lady or Spanish woman, she said that we all worked. It was like six families. Now, instead of them all buying a house, they all lived in one house.
Right.
And everybody put their mortgage money together.
Right.
So say, for instance, the mortgage was $1,500 per family, and there's six families there.
Yeah.
So all that money coming in, they only paying one mortgage of $1,500. So everybody has a $1,500 savings every month, which they plan what they're going to do with that, whether they want to continue living together. Oh, and then there was a rule. No one can buy anything, you know, more expensive or something like if this one bought boots, everybody got boots. Or this one went for pants, everybody gets pants. But other than that, that's all they was allowed to spend.
Right.
Until they reach their goal. And once they reach their goal of buying a store, buying a whatever they needed to make, some kind of business they plan to buy. And from that business, then they get their homes and stuff like that. You know, let the business pay for everything.
Right.
Instead of, and then if some of them continue to work, and they would still save their money from their jobs, but they would all have a business together as well. And, you know, I seen like that's like kind of a smart way to do things, but I don't see
together.
Yeah, I don't see. I never see. You know, you always see the Spanish with a lot of people, you know, living together. Right. You don't see like families doing that. But I think that's a real good idea to, instead of like, I got a house, my aunt got a house, all my aunts got houses.
It's like everybody. We silently competing with each other.
That's $1 million. We silently spending $500,000 a month just for mortgage. For, you know, if you get all your family members that own houses or whatever, and they paying their money every month. Yep. That's a good bit of money.
Right, every month. That's why I kind of get upset when we go to like a restaurant and it's like 10 of us and the bill like $3,000 between 10 people. And you like, damn, we could have did something else with this money. We could have ate oodles and noodles and invested in something.
Right.
But I want to go back to, I like the way my pops just Bill Cosby me. Like I was telling y'all earlier, I'm like, yo, dad, you know, none of that money stuff. None of that matters, you know what I'm saying? Long as you love me. And my pops is like, that's the dumbest shit I ever heard in my life.
Because my love ain't going to buy you a house. I can love you all I want. Yeah. But if you can't afford a house, then...
Love only going like to get you said, so far, yeah, brother.
Like, love is not going to keep you love don't even keep homeless.
Love don't even keep a relationship together.
Right.
So how love going to float you through
but
life?
But they say love is the only thing that's going to save the world.
It's gotta be love of people. It's gotta be love of this. It's just not can't be love of, you know, I love you. It gotta be love of your surroundings. It gotta be love of your environment. It gotta be love of your, you know, it gotta be love, self love, and it gotta be, you know, so much love, abundance of love.
I don't think
a lot of people are capable of having that type of love against a fellow man.
Oh, you know? Speaking of love, we were just talking about that last night. Yeah. You know, I realized one of my biggest problems is to love properly. Like, I'm good at giving out love in the universe, but I have a problem with receiving it. You know what I'm saying? You know, people telling me they love me, and, you know, I guess...
You just look at them like...
Yeah, I guess it's like foreign, you know what I'm saying, to like kind of accept the love and stuff like that.
Well, I don't know. I ain't trying to play your psychiatrist, but do you feel like you deserve love or something? Ooh. Why you can't accept love? You feel that you, are you the feeling that you're not deserving of love?
I guess late last year I told myself that, you know, no matter who you are, where you are, you deserve to be loved. And you deserve to give love and you deserve to be loved. You know, I gotta constantly remind myself of that too.
I think it's kinda like a two-way street almost, sorta. Because
like a lot of people for some strange reason need to be told that I love you. You know what I'm saying? Rather than showed or taught that I love you.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Like, and I think that's a big factor that plays a role in our misconception of how we feel about each other. Because we sitting there thinking, you never tell me you love me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, do I need to tell you I love you if I take care of you, if I'm there for you? You know what I'm saying? If I protect you, if I feed you,
some people,
do I really need to tell you I love? You know what? It's so much easier to tell you I love you than it is to take care of you.
And then growing up back in the day, D.L. Hughley said this. I thought it was hilarious. He's like, back in the day, you ask your father, hey, dad, do you love me? And the father would say, motherfucker, you ate, right?
No, that's what you call a blessing. Like when you got
y'all got off the subject of the love I was talking about. I was talking about love, like back in the days when there was community love. When I see your kid, if somebody see my kid doing something, and they would like they'll come either tell me or they'll scold my kid. They'll say, "Yo, you better get your ass home before I tell your father." You know, these kids right now don't know about how things used to work.
Community love.
Yeah, community love. That, you know, that's when we had leaders.
But
I ain't gonna say we had leaders, but that's when a community was a community.
Yeah, that is when we had
leaders. But you know what?
After our leaders was gone, that's when it stopped.
Then it came this different generation of people. We like, don't you tell my children, you know, not to do that. Don't talk to my kid like that.
Or they'll say, as long as it ain't my kid, you know.
Yeah, you know. Instead of like,
that's a famous one. It ain't my kid.
You know, I'm not gonna say everybody's right in their head, and some I do see people sometimes getting out of line, but I don't see why people would get mad because they see your child throwing rocks at a bus. Or throwing rocks, you know. Like, young man, you need to stop doing that. If I tell your mama, and then the mama come around, let him throw rocks if he want to. Shit, he ain't hurt nobody, but he throwing rocks at a public bus.
I actually experienced that myself.
But, you know, there's no leadership, and there's no, like, grandmas no more. There's grandmas, but they 27. They young now. And the way the daughter was raised, don't know how to wash her ass, and her daughter ain't gonna know how to wash her ass. It's just
it's a family structure.
Like
it's a new sense of loyalty. Like I call it the right with you loyalty. Like if you right, I'm right with you. If you wrong, I'm right with you. If you crying, I'm right with you. You know what I'm saying? If you feel good, I'm right with you. You know what I'm saying? That sense of a loyalty. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, that don't,
that sounds like a misconception of loyalty then.
Yeah.
Because loyalty is not going to drive you down.
Yeah.
Like, loyalty is going to be there for you. And if being there for you means building you up, then I would hope that's what's going through.
I remember being in karate, and the bad you did, you was punished. You know, you had to stand in the corner and hold the floor mat and your arms. Yeah. You know, or you got
hold
hit.
The books up.
Hold like, the books up.
Levitated your arms.
Or you just had to clean up the whole after everybody went home.
Or you had to get hit. They used to hit us in the hands with the baseball bat. You know, and the older you were, the harder you got hit with the baseball bat in your hands. You know what I'm saying? That stuff don't really exist no more. The belt don't exist no more.
Nah.
I'm from the belt era. You know what I mean?
Now you beat your kid, you can go to jail.
Now you beat your kid, you can go to jail.
I do believe in discipline for real, for real. And
Pops was an ass whooping, y'all.
Once the discipline went out the window and you gave kids the opportunity to be listening to grown people conversation and they just coming out cursing and doing all kind of things grown people do, like the kids ain't kids no more. Kids don't even have, Like, we used to have to play outside. We ain't never sat in our house all day playing video games. And these video games is not normal. Wow. These shits is crazy.
Come with an agenda, games. Right?
Yeah, you got to go up here, kill a queen, and do all this, and you got to kill this and stomp that, and beat like, this and do all that. Really
and then this is the era of YouTube. YouTube is huge because they could type in anything and have access to it. Word. And then that's the new. I see a lot of like
the new parents.
Yeah, the new parents. Like you
and
see
Google, the new parents.
Right,
they all got all kinds of twerking on TikTok.
Exactly. Like, you know, and
I'm not saying it's bad because I think that was something.
And that's what a lot of the parents do when the baby's like crying. They just give them the little tablet and let them watch whatever they want to watch.
Well, I heard like as far as that TikTok and those YouTube things go. I heard in other worlds, like in China and stuff like that, the TikTok is educational. It's all educational.
Pops, let me ask you. Did you learn that on TikTok, man?
No, I learned that on World News. I learned that on the World News. But don't get it wrong. I still watch it every now and then. I sit in the room and I turn on TikTok and just let it go from episode.
Yo,
episode
you're not conscious, like 3 hours could go by. You still just scrolling, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true too. But now I don't think I'll put 3 hours into that shit. But
yeah, like I
give it a good hour. Yeah. Sometimes I can let it go.
Nah, you never know like that. That's hypnotizing.
Yeah. It is, but I don't let myself go that deep into it because it's not my reality. I know. If I put an hour into something, I want to get something back out of it. That's something, and that like, I don't get nothing out of it except jokes and stuff like that. And I'm not a comedian, so I don't need them. You know what I mean? Yeah. My thing is, shit, you know, I mean, I'm not a real big, come on, let's get together every day, family, father, and stuff like that. But I like to hear when kids is doing good. I like to hear when everybody's happy, nobody's having that many issues. It's always going to be issues in a person's life, but you know, that's how old I am right now. I guess I'm talking for me, where I want to see.
Can I ask you a personal question?
What's that?
You are a man of many responsibilities.
Yeah.
And you handle all of your responsibilities.
Right.
The way a man should. Do you ever feel a certain type of way about handling a responsibility that, in your quote-unquote opinion, you shouldn't be handling?
No, because if it's my responsibility, then I should I'm going to do it, you know. If it's got something to do with the kids or where I live at, that's my responsibility. Mm-hmm. Other people's problems, it doesn't bother me. But, of course, I want to keep mines going. That's just like my credit score, you ask. It's just like, that's my credit score. So if I owe the motherfucker over there at the hospital some money, and I find out, you know, he could put me in collections or something, and my credit score go down. So everything that I'm responsible for, I'm going to try to keep it up because I don't want, you know, this one to fall down or this one to fall down. Like, my bridge need to be always built so I can go back and forth across it. You know what I mean? So but I can't.
There's no line of discrimination. I guess
there's no
my question would
bill
be.
That I have that I do not want to pay. I mean, that I won't pay. Of course, there's a lot of bills I do not want to pay. Bill in my possession I won't pay. I hate how
you make sure that your life is established.
I hate how things keep going up and up. You know, that's become an issue because you get used to playing. We were paying $3 for eggs, the other day. Now we're paying $9 and $10 for eggs. So, the way things is looking, by the time what the hell's gonna go on with the chickens? But the way things are going, you know, life gets harder for every generation. And if you don't teach the generation how to survive, it's going to be a whole new class of bums out here, you know, and I figured if my children see me doing a responsible thing, it'll rub off on them. That's why I think kids look into what they see and become what they see, most of them. And if they see, you know, but they probably see me as being an asshole and my dad ain't start doing the right thing till he's like 43. Maybe I got some time to fuck around before I get it together and shit, you know. And I'm just saying, why wait to 43 like I did, niggas? To start off now and start doing what you did, you know, to have your future,
future secure.
Your future secure.
Well, what I learned about life was it's much easier to do what you're shown than it is to do what
to
you're
branch off
taught.
On your own shit. Yeah.
Like,
so,
how could you really do something different than what you've been shown your whole life? Like, as an adult, you can't tell your pet, you can't tell your child, oh, you gotta do right, oh, you gotta treat people good, But then you turn around and doing some grimy shit just to quote unquote survive.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But you don't understand that kids aren't stupid.
They're far from it. Especially the kids that's born these days. Look at Kayshawn. And Isaiah, K-Sean got Cash App. You know what I'm saying? This boy, if he doesn't have his own Cash App, he knows how to use Cash App. He might not do no math, but he knows
Cash
App.
But he knows how to use Cash App.
You know? And the things that these kids come out learning, they come out like, I don't know. They're just too damn grown for their own stuff. So I would say, like they waste their childhood. I mean, I do see him outside playing, running with the ball when I go around there. So he does have a childhood, but the grown-up side of him, or the grown-up side that he thinks he is, like that he learned that from his parents and from his people that he be around.
He's shown.
From the smoking. Not from what he's told. If he sees somebody
that's like
smoking,
us, we basically raised each other.
Have you seen somebody smoking cigarettes? Have you seen your parents smoking cigarettes? What you think gonna happen? You gonna want to smoke cigarettes? You see your parents
drinking. At least want to see what it tastes
Pops,
like.
Pops, yeah, I never asked you this. Did you have like a male figure in your life to like kind of guide you and show you?
Uncle Leroy. I had an Uncle Dougie before you was born. My grandfather. See, I didn't have a lot of male figures. My mom, other than my pops, who was, you know, like a Christmas daddy. He would come around Christmas or maybe Easter or something like that. The other ones is like when my aunts, I had four aunts, and their boyfriends would come around, and that would be the male figure in my life. Or my grandfather or step-grandfather was kind of the male figures. But those were some strong-ass men. Because first of all, there was my Uncle Mac. He was real strict and mean in the beginning, but took kindness to me for some reason. And he would show me, you know, different things about being an adult and how to take care of your family and stuff like that. But back then, I wasn't listening.
Because you was only a child.
But that's
the instance where my opinion comes in to play as, like, you shouldn't tell a child to stay in a child's place when their future is to be an adult. Like, you gotta get them used to
it. Let me give you an example for as I'm saying. Okay, this child is 13 years old.
Right.
Now, he sees... An adult just came in, let's say from a robbery or whatever. He put the gun on a dresser or whatever. He's sweating bullets.
He's going to think that shit is cool.
Yeah. So a child should never see nothing like that. So that's what I mean by child's place. I didn't mean like a child got not able to grow. But if you put a child in an adult situation, make sure it's a positive situation. Don't put your child
in an adult negative situation
because what they do is they glorify the bullshit more than they glorify the real shit because the real shit is so hard to achieve but the bullshit comes so easy, you know what I mean? And that's why everybody like drug dealers and everybody like pimps Because that's the easy way to get the money. Drugs, selling drugs, or being a pimp or something. And they got the fancy cars. They look good, but...
That was the first thing I looked up to before the NBA football. It was like the local drug dealer. You know, you saw what he had, the cars, the fast life.
We scraping against some peanut butter. Right. Don't you use that much peanut butter on that fucking bread.
We used to go to the Good Humor truck. The Good Humor truck used to pull up. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, yo, we had a dollar, and it was four of us. We had to get each, you know what I'm saying? They split that dollar four ways. At least y'all can split
a dollar back then. You go to the Good Humor truck now. Everything is $2.
Yeah, right.
You buy nothing. Yeah, but,
right. You can barely feed yourself with a dollar.
For real. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean.
But that still comes being with being a role model is very important. Though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Being somebody who your kids can look up to. Or after a while, like I said, I wasn't a great person way back in the day, but I'm striving to be everything I can be now. And hopefully, like, some of that rubs off on my children and some of the people that's around me could see.
I got a good question for you.
Go ahead.
When was the exact moment where you decided to change your life?
Oh, I can't tell you that. But I can tell you when because when I was changing on the road to changing my life, I still wasn't doing everything correctly.
Well, of course,
because I'm sitting there, I was saying now, you know, in me it was like an ultimatum. I was like, all right, I done tried to sell this, I done tried to sell that, I done tried to sell this. Wow, this is my last go round. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't really doing it the correct way, but I was like, this is my last go round. This illegal shit. Now this shit gotta pay off, or it's just curtains for a nigga, you know what I mean? So I just did what I had to do and stuck to the script for real and got in and got out.
I remember it was like a little disconnect growing up, you know what I'm saying? Me, especially being a mama's boy and stuff like that, but then you got hurt. Started coming around, and you got your own place. Started coming around more and more and more. Mm-hmm. You know, just learning from you, and you know what I'm saying, building a father son relationship. And then I was there one day, and it just clicked. One day he said to me, he was like, "Yo, I'm out here with all these other dudes out here in the streets. Why? I could be spending time with my family."
Yeah, that did happen. I remember that happening. And I damn sure was. I was in the streets with a whole bunch of dudes, and they calling me pops. And then, you know, they would do anything for me just as long as I would feed them or something. But shit, I feed my own kid. And he loved me unconditionally. So you know, that was a no-brainer once I figured out what family was. Because it took me a long time, man. I ain't going to lie. It took me a long time. But I did know, and I swear to God, I ain't mean to say like it's a good thing that some people split up. But I did know, like, when I left the house, I did more good by leaving than I did by staying. Because all I was doing was taking from the household and wasn't really bringing nothing in. And if I did bring something in, it wasn't half the amount I was taking.
You know why?
Hold on, Blah Boss. I told that to my last 10 girlfriends.
This nigga's crazy. So then I did rub off on you. As far as your relationships go, you handle your relationships the same way I handle my family shit, man. You better get your shit together now.
Because I
just told you, I missed out on a lot, and I wish I didn't, because that was like a waste of life, just going through shit, jumping through hoops and falling in a hole, you know what I'm saying, you jump through the fucking hoop, you never know what's on the outside of that hoop,
either
you get arrested, somebody get mad at you, you happy for a little while because you got a couple dollars, but then shit, you got to be ducking niggas you just took a couple of dollars from. Life was dumb back then when you just could have got a job and stayed working. You know you had a good job. Why you let it go? You know, I had two really, really great jobs, one with construction and one with my uncle. And I threw them shits down in the garbage, man. And,
yo, I look at y'all, I look at you blonde boys and pops in the front seat, and I'm in the back, and I'm just like, yo, these dudes is really good at managing money. You know what I'm saying? So what's the secret you'll tell, like, the audience?
You have to have money to manage it. First of all, you can't manage a paycheck. You know what I mean? You can't manage one paycheck. Now, I would advise you, if you get a paycheck, if you are getting a paycheck, get two. Find another way to get extra money, because you're not going to survive out here on one job. You can, but it's going to be extra long and extra hard. So if you can find another way, like if you after you get off work, sell some socks or just to do something that they know where you at and they come in to buy it. I mean, just find something that's an extra source of income, because you can work with one and save the other. Then you'll be able to come thriftier or more responsible with money. I don't think you could come responsible with one $300 check unless you really, really grind. I'm going to pay this, I'm going to pay that.
You got the cheat code.
Yeah, you got to really get around.
Rent some $10.
Shit. Yeah, well, whatever you got to do, you got to find a way to put something up. From the sacrifice. Yeah, it's called a whole lot of sacrificing when you ain't. Because that's what I had to do. I had to have my government check come, and then I had to get some income on the side. You know?
But a big part of saving money, which I don't know people why they don't understand it, but it's called not spending.
Yeah. It's called doing without. It's called doing without.
Do without. I mean, like, yo, you don't know how many different ways you showed me, like how to manage money. But before that, my own way of managing money was not spending too much on the stuff that can make you more money.
Blind boss method back in the days was just don't break 100.
Like, yo, and that's kind of smart. You break 100. And before you know it, you ain't got no more money. And then you don't even know where it went. You sitting on the bench, adding your shit up. Damn, I bought a bottle. I bought some smoke.
Now I ain't got but
$35. What the fuck?
This is what I love about myself. I'm not a bullshitter. I understand that sometimes going through life, you need to turn to the other side. You know what I'm saying? Depending upon, of course, how low it is. But there was a time in my life where, like, the way I knew how to make money was let my money work for itself.
Right.
And then all of my other money is just re-up money, because that's how I'm going to have my fun.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? But I was able to have my fun because I was already established.
That's what I'm saying. You gotta get a couple of thousand saved up before you can even think about managing money.
Well, not necessarily true, because like we had said before, there's always quote unquote sacrifices.
The sacrifice, okay. Well, those sacrifices mean saving. That's in the beginning, it's saving, because you that's how you get it. In the beginning, you gotta save, and then after you save a certain amount, then you can manage that money, and you can put it in this pocket, or you can put it to work for you, or you can do whatever. But the first thing you got to do is save it to have some, so you can move around with it.
But what about hustler's ambition?
There's no hustler's ambition.
Hustler's ambition is involved in everything.
Okay, you say so, but so you saying with this nigga Bobby Smurder is saying spend it and get it right back. That's what you're saying? Because that's what hustlers do. They take their money, they flip it all the time.
What do you think of risk? You don't think you're thinking taking risk in a legal sense? In any way, shape, or form?
Well, at least you'll sit there. You ain't a drug dealer. You ain't going to buy drugs. Anthony's not a drug dealer. He can hustle shit, But he got to figure out what he could hustle.
Listen, it don't matter if you hustling drugs or t-shirts. A hustle is a hustle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, like, I respect the hustler more because they have...
I respect if you have aspects. Hustle in you. If you ain't got no hustle in you, right, then you ain't a hustler. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
So then you got to figure out something else you got to do to make it happen for you.
I'm going to say this is how I did it. I did my dirt, but even when I realized that it was dirty, then that's when I used my dirt to do good. And now, I mean, like, people like you or even my best friends sometimes wouldn't even know that I've done.
Wait, you said best friends sometimes.
No, I don't mean best friends sometimes. I mean, like, you don't even know the shit that I did.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I had to do some shit, but now, because I had to do what I had to do. And
you let a nigga do you in the butt for some money?
That's what it sounds like.
He said, yo, yeah. You went down the dirty, dusty chocolate highway. He's
like, how you think we afford this trip?
He said, no, not me.
No, I'm just kidding.
Honestly, though, sometimes, like, there are pimps out there who do what they gotta do. It's called hustler's ambition, man. Like, you gotta do what you gotta do to get that money to get where you know where you wanna end up. But, you know what I'm saying? But you gotta understand the difference between paper money and money on paper.
That's a good way.
You see what I'm saying? Like, you can make your money, whatever, not paper money, but. You have to, if it's not going to end up on paper, then you're just going to end up broke.
Well, the way I see it, if you want to be successful, hang around some successful people. You got family members that got cars, that have their houses and stuff like that. And you see what they did, and that's probably the best way to do it. Because everybody didn't make their money from the streets. There's a lot of people that made their money by going to work and going to school, getting raises at their jobs and just sticking to their jobs until it was time to retire.
But it's hard to say that if those people are lucky or not, though, because there are people who tried to do the lucky, right thing and got killed in the process.
Well, like, we're not talking about getting killed. We're talking about a person that lived a long, that just been on a job for a certain amount of time and has got that seniority and got that 401k and got that, job.
But for most part, we're talking realistically. You going to sit there with an honest face and tell me realistically you never did something good and then got treated fucked up afterwards?
Of course. That's right, but you don't let that knock you down.
I didn't say that. You don't stop doing
what you got to do. You don't stop going to work because somebody don't like you. Or whatever. Right.
That's what makes you the powerful person. Yeah. Overcoming the bullshit that you already know.
You got blind. And you ain't stopped moving. What's going to stop you from moving? A rock got to fall on you? Just smash you totally? You ain't going to stop living because you blind now. I ain't going to stop living because I ended up in the wheelchair.
If a rock land on, I'm going to blow through that tube. Like Christopher Walken.
There's nothing stopping a person from becoming...
Something that they want.
So if you dream it, you can make it happen. It's just take that hard work, dedication, and sacrifice. And like anything else in this world, you want, you gotta work hard for it. And that's my thing. And that's what I'm saying. And that's probably all I'm gonna say.
No. I'm not gonna let you run by that. You said blind in the wheelchair.
Yeah, I did say he didn't let the blindness stop him.
Take us back to the story of you and Ike.
I can tell the world a story.
All right.
There was a night, right?
First of all, RIP.
Rest in peace, found out.
Unfortunately, on my vacation, I knew Ike before anybody well, before I knew that anybody else, that my family basically knew
right,
him.
Right.
Because we was in school together, and my first impression was of him, like, yo, he's a funny dude, but he is so fucking annoying.
Yeah. Funny and annoying.
Yeah, he's
and funny, he was but, a big baby.
But I was actually jealous of him because there was this blonde chick that we was going to the same blind school with. But and he was able to get her first, I guess, because he had a little bit more vision than me. So I'm in the back like, motherfucker. But then I found out later that, yo, your boy Ike, yo, he know my whole family and he's cool.
Right.
And well, he was, like I said, he was already cool. It's just he got to shorty first.
Right. So, well, anyway, yeah, me and this guy, Ike, we was getting high together. And it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. And I was used to having a power wheelchair. I wasn't used to pushing myself around in a manual wheelchair. And where we had to go get our stuff from was about three or four blocks away from where we were. So he said, I'll push you. And I said, nigga, you blind. How you gonna push me? He said, you tell me which way to go. So I said, all right, I'll tell you which way to go. Fuck it, let's do this shit. So then we...
left side.
We come outside, and this is the first street we had to cross. And there was this dude said, hold up. Where the fuck y'all two going? This nigga blind pushing a nigga in a wheelchair. Oh, shit. He said, where the fuck y'all niggas going? We was like, man, leave us the fuck alone. Let us go about our business. So then
did you answer the question, or is that not for this radio?
Well,
did you answer, where was y'all going?
No, I didn't answer him where we was going. We told a nigga, leave us the fuck alone. Let us go. And Ike was the type of nigga to tell you, fuck you, in a minute. He was like, fuck you, throw your finger up or some shit. He blind, too. He was like, oh, shit, they coming by me? You know, but, you know, he would talk shit to you. That nigga even squared off on me one day. He felt my chest and shit, trying to throw one at me and shit. I was like, yeah. But to let y'all finish, let me finish the story. We going up the street right now. I'm like, all right, go left, go right, go left, go right. So we get to the spot. Even the dealers was laughing at us. We got to the because where the dealers was, I had to stay at the bottom of the steps, and he had to go up the steps with the cane. So he was touching the steps going up. Instead of them niggas just coming down, serving us, let us get the fuck out of here. They made this nigga go up the steps inside the building and all that. So he goes in the building, come back out. He like, yo, toe. I said, right here, nigga, why you yelling? He was like, oh, I ain't want you to leave me. Nigga, I'm not going nowhere without you. So he come back down the stairs. He's like, check it. This real and shit. I said, yeah, it look real. Whatever. He said, yeah, because this nigga was sitting there acting funny. I was like, how are they acting funny? He was like, yeah, take this. And then it felt like he snatched it back out my hand and put it back in my hand and all that shit. So I said, all right. I said, it's good. Let's go. So we going now. This nigga walking dumb fast. He pushing me too fucking fast. We going home, get ready, get high now.
He wasn't dumb. Like, that shit seemed too funny. Let's get the fuck out of here.
So we ride and we going home now. And then we had a smooth trip home. I was like, left, right, turn, stop, nigga. You know, it's a bump. Don't stop.
Go to your left a little bit.
Yeah. Well, we made it, but you know, that was one of my get high stories where that shit ain't make no sense at all how I was doing it, but just had the will to get high. We figured that one out. And
just imagine we could accomplish doing anything
if
you
right?
just did all of that just to get high.
Alright, Pops. Alright, we're gonna take the long way home. We're gonna put a bow on this. I'm gonna ask both of y'all, Pops, being a middle-aged man, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, down south and stuff like that. What do you look forward to now these days?
Well, looking forward to waking up in the morning. A lot of times, I go to sleep, my body be aching so bad, boy. I be like, goddamn, I just want to wake up. But other than that, just get good health, man. And my continued path in life, and hopefully by me being around or, you know, being a role model for my children and shit like that, they'll follow the same path, or if I can help them or ease them into the right lane and shit, I'm here for them. And like I said, my total thing is happiness and progression. Happiness, progression, and I don't know, love. Love, happiness, progression.
When a nigga needs something to think of, you just say love.
It's a blessing.
Yeah. Well, everything is a blessing because you get up in the morning, it's a blessing. If you live throughout the day, it's a blessing. If everything is a blessing, man. God gave you everything you needed to do the right thing. So let's use what he gave us.
He didn't give you chairs. He gave you a treat.
Like this said, every morning you wake up, you got a choice. You got a choice to do this or a choice to do that. It's your choice what the fuck you do with it. It's your choice for the choice you make.
For real.
Maybe
the lesser two evils. Okay. But whatever. It's still
yeah,
because
I heard this dude say, you get a chance and a choice. You take the chance or you take the choice, something like that. And hopefully everybody chooses the right thing to do.
What about you, Blonde Boss? What do you look forward to, you know, as a young man, just going through life and stuff like that?
Well, what I learned from life is that math isn't a very, very important factor. As a matter of fact, math is involved in every little aspect of the world and in life. So when you're dealing with math, if you're 0.1 or point even 0.1% off in reality, then technically speaking, everything basically shatters.
It's going to be off.
Yeah, everything is going to be off. You know, so...
So you're saying everything is a numbers game?
Everything.
Okay.
No matter what you do, whether what you say, it's all a numbers thing. And that's not just a system that was created by somebody.
So how do you get the numbers to be on your side? By learning them, right?
No. Well, it's more than just a quote-unquote numbers game. It's how you set those numbers up.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess that's basically what I was saying.
No, of course. But thing is, after I'm gone, what I learned in life is I don't know if I care what happens after I die.
Oh, Lord.
This nigga never answers the question. Right. I said, what are you looking forward to, bro?
No, what am I looking forward to?
And death.
No, because, I mean, you got to think about the bigger picture. I never think about the simple shit. The bigger picture of what I'm looking forward to, you know, he said love and teaching his kids and all of that. But, you know, what's going to happen to all of the love and kids after I'm gone? That's what I'm looking forward to. Is that not the future?
Yeah, but it's your future if you're going. What you think is gonna happen to you in 10 years from now?
I don't know.
Okay, what do you want to happen?
What do I want to happen in 10 years from now? Well, that's more specific. What I want to happen 10 years from now? I guess the same cliche bullshit as everybody else. Like
love, health, and wealth. Huh?
Same bullshit.
Love, health, and wealth.
Is that what you want me? Is that what you wanted me to say?
Nope, but I take it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, man. This is another episode of Road to Victory podcast, straight out of South Carolina.
Tucson.
A blind in a wheelchair dude with an attitude. You know what I'm saying?
Like I still got paid $5.
And I'm down 20.
Hey, man.
Good night, world.
Good night. Good night, y'all. I love y'all. I wish you all love, peace, wealth, and truth always. Road to Victory podcast, man. Fantastic and only improving. The album on the way. You know what I'm saying? Blonde Boss book out right now. Dying to Live. My pop still got them Newports on deck.
And Marlboro.
They lying. Baby, we in album mode. I'm in the zone. Ain't nothing nobody could tell me right now. It's in diggity. Hungry. Can't run, won't hide, baby, I'm right here.
I ain't
here.
Going nowhere.
Fixing conflict, I'm totally honest.
Straight up.
Can't run, won't hide, baby, I'm right here.
I came
she
to a
commitment, and I ain't really with it. Can't run, won't hide, baby, I'm right here.
Yes.
Gotta face it all, can't play it small.
It don't make sense.
Can't run, won't hide, baby, I'm right here.
What?
Stand tall for everything I stand
solid.
For. Clock ticking, jot written. Blessed to be alive, too many people not living.
Word.
And they alive, no drive, wrong shoe to fit. Scared to get their feet wet, I'm in the pool again.
Pool again.
Ain't perfect, but I remain close.
Close.
Grinding every day, I don't need your dang vote.
Nope.
They wanna break fast, complain that they can't toast.
Toast.
I see greatness in them, pray that they gain hope.
Hope.
Suit and tie like I respect the score.
Tell
I'm from the X, something you should treasure more.
Yes, sir.
They say you killing it, what I need a weapon for?
Why?
If you ain't got the answer, why would I question more?
That.
Time to soul clap, I'm fire with a stove at. Ever other throwbacks, need a plate to go rap. Out the mud, ain't nothing new to the soil.
You
I'm going platinum, they got aluminum for you. Try to build, look at what they do to destroy you.
Yep.
Had me convinced you a fool if you loyal. Now I'm looking in the mirror like I truly adore you. Like I truly
let me get
adore you. Crunch times, they all should just call in order. Diggs a great supporter when it comes to hatred off you.
Get it off.
One time, this ought to make you illustrate.
Draw.
Getting more involved, think I draw it all. I find a way on schedule just to shine today.
Yep.
Without a time delay, purpose on my mind today. Have it all, how big did your world have to
how
be
big?
To be happy? See me, I'm not mad at all.
Nope.
I had nothing and worry about giving back. Tit for tat in the living room, I'm living whack.
Word.
About the rebound, second chance is biggest shot. The strength is getting stronger and what you lack.
Yes, sir.
Adapt to perish, fate whisper the storm coming. Barely holding on, scratch that, I am the storm.
Facts.
Big dreamer, the man in the arena. Spotlight, turn the shy lights, have you seen her? I'm trying to change it all, honestly, I keep it tall. Keep it strong, I run on Saturday, the week is gone, killing. Me softly, reject the healing awfully. Negative energy, somebody get it off.
Switch
me.
It up.
Change the flow. Concrete made the roads. Painted toes got me caught up in the bang bros.
Oh, no.
Losing vision, that's what they really do to women.
Yep.
Confusing freedom with what's truly prison.
Free.
I gotta take a stand, show you measures of a man. Can't be scared to fail, fail cause you didn't plan. I'm
word
the soda
up.
Leader, sipping on ginger ale. If the mission bread, wonder if I did it well.
Tell
65
me.
On a diploma, guess I was classless. This world would have you slaving. Trying to get your masters, we all dying for mainstream. That ain't the main thing. Rising or fall like the weather changing. Can't run, won't hide, baby, I'm right here. Facing conflict, I'm totally honest.
Straight up.
Can't run, won't hide, baby, I'm right here.
I can't
want commitment, and I ain't really with it. Can't run, won't hide, baby, I'm right here.
Yes.
Gotta face it all. Can't play it small.
It don't make sense.
Can't run, won't hide, baby, I'm right here.
What?
Stand tall for everything I stand for.